This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A 10-member commission chosen by Governor Jay Nixon to draw a new map for Missouri State Senate districts has reached a tentative agreement. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the agreement came after more than 13 hours of negotiations that stretched into the early morning hours.
The five Democrats and five Republicans voted 8-2 for the new map, with one member from each party voting no. Next, it will be filed with the Secretary of State's office for a 15-day period, during which the Office of Administration will accept public comments. Then a final vote will be held after the 15-day period. Democrat Doug Harpool chairs the commission and says he's confident it will win approval.
It would take something completely unexpected. You know, if somebody finds something in the map that we completely missed, then I would certainly reconsider. But absent that, it would be very difficult to get me to change my mind.
A similar map drawn by a 6-judge panel last year was tossed out by the Missouri Supreme Court. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Meanwhile, the filing period for those wanting to run for state senate and other offices is set to begin next week. Medical coverage of birth control under President Barack Obama's contraception mandate is sparking debate among Missouri representatives. Joe Chiodo has more from Jefferson City.
The House says it is unsupportive of giving employers the choice to supply their employees with contraceptive coverage based on moral beliefs. Representatives passed a resolution declaring their opposition to the bill, which the Senate delayed to vote. Some representatives say the bill is a form of sex discrimination, but Republican Representative Jeff Grismore of Jackson disagrees.
It is not discrimination against women and their access to contraception. They have that. But let's not let the administration work their way into the clinics and the bedrooms of religious-affiliated institutions.
Grismore says requiring such institutions to provide coverage goes against freedom of religion. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Joe Chiodo.
The rising interest in eating locally grown food throughout the state has sparked the Missouri Department of Agriculture to begin a local food grants program. In its first year, the program has awarded a grant to the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture. KBIA's Kaveh Kagazi has more.
The Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture will begin installing 10 new gardens for low-income and disadvantaged families throughout the city this spring as part of a grant of nearly $5,000 from the MDA. Missouri Director of Agriculture John Hagler hopes the gardens will encourage lower-income families to eat healthier.
It's an opportunity for them to have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, oftentimes that may not have access either through their local local grocery stores or because of price affordability.
The grant is designed to support the development of the Opportunity Garden Program, which was established in 2010 to help low-income families grow their own food at home. Dan Suthart coordinates the program. He says the success rate of families that have maintained a garden since the program started is close to 90%.
Last year we put in 20 opportunity gardens with different grant monies, and I've gone back to see, you know, a lot of the gardens through the years, and people had, you know, lots of produce growing. We're talking about how they ate it with their family and were sharing it with people, and there's only a couple people who, you know, nothing really happened in their garden. So we're pretty happy with that success rate.
The program is first come, first served, and participating families will receive gardening equipment and training. Installation of all 10 gardens is expected to be completed by early summer. Kaveh Kagazi, KBIA News.
A Missouri state senator says he wants the full chamber to debate a measure allowing tolls on Interstate 70. The Senate Transportation Committee heard about 2 hours of public testimony Wednesday on legislation that would allow the state to contract with a private company to fix I-70 in exchange for being allowed to charge tolls. Committee Chairman Senator Bill Stoffer, a Republican from Napton, said more public hearings will be held in coming weeks. Stoffer says he hopes to eventually vote the legislation out of his committee so it can come before the full Senate. The ink wasn't even dry on a settlement with the nation's top mortgage lenders when Governor Jay Nixon laid claim to a chunk of the money to avert a huge budget cut for Missouri's public colleges and universities. The Democrat is not the only politician eyeing the cash for purposes that have nothing to do with foreclosure. Like a pot of gold in a barren field, the $25 billion offers a tempting and timely source of funding for state governments with multi-million dollar budget gaps. The settlement announced this month by attorneys general in 49 states includes almost $3 billion for state governments to spend as they wish. Truman State University administrators created a coalition to find ways to adjust to budget cuts earlier this month. Now, the student member of the coalition, Ryan Neely, is forming a similar coalition of all students. The coalition will have 12 or 13 anonymous members that will represent the many different groups at Truman, and Neely believes this group will allow him to bring honest student opinions to the administration's coalition.
We want there to be basically complete trust around the table. And we want everybody to feel like they can say everything that's on their mind without having to worry about how it's going to be perceived by other people. You know, if somebody needs to think externally, they can be free to do that.
Neely is still seeking members to join the coalition, and it will form a student vision document summarizing student needs. The group will present its first round of input at the university's meeting on March 13th. One Truman State University student was surprised when her private Facebook status went public. Kirksville's Department of Public Safety made a house call earlier this month after a Facebook status a student wrote matched up with a rumor of a gun threat in the area. The status did not refer to an actual suspect, but rather related reports from earlier in the day. Despite this example, Truman State Student Affairs member Nicholas Sutherland says he's confident about his privacy settings.
I don't think it's ever happened to me. I don't think it will happen, per se, but I mean, pretty much you have to be a friend to get any of my information. So unless I personally know you, you're not going to be able to get any of my personal information.
Even on an account with the highest privacy setting, the Department of Public Safety officials were able to track down and contact the student who posted the status in question an hour after it was posted. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.